Well, tell you, just I come at things more from a plaintiff's perspective. So some of the practice tips and things that are included in the paper that I submitted are definitely geared more towards plaintiffs, but I do know I see affidavits frequently in cases involving clients, of course not mine, who have pre-existing conditions, and the defense wants to go get their medical records that existed prior to the car wreck as well. So I think it does apply to both, but again, the paper is probably geared more towards the plaintiff's perspective on that. I apologize. Judy Custura asked me to speak to you all, and when I agreed to do it, I thought it was in Austin, where I'm from. So I kind of ran in here, and I'm going to run out as well. But if anybody has any questions or wants to get in touch with me, my information is in the packet that you have, and feel free to give me a call or email, whatever's easier. The first thing I want to talk about is the proving up of medical records. And when you've got medical records, what you may know is without proving them up, they're hearsay and they are not admissible. There is a hearsay exception, 8036, if the records are made and kept in the course of a regularly conducted business activity. It was the regular practice of the business activity to make the documents, and the documents were made at or near the time of the event that they recorded, and the documents were made by a person with knowledge who was acting in the regular course of their business. These are typically filled out by a custodian of records for the medical provider. Records can be obtained either by DWQ and proved up or by affidavit, but we've certainly found in our practice that getting them by affidavit is a lot faster and usually a lot cheaper.